This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Country Cousins, where we find out what's happening in regional Victoria. Joining us now is Damien Stevens from Shepparton. Damien, thanks for taking the time.
Good day, my pleasure.
Have you recovered from Out in the Open Festival?
I have recovered, yes. All is well in the world, and I'm not exhausted anymore.
Well, that's a nice change. We're going from one big thing to another because, you know, not just regular things that are happening in regional Victoria, but the announcement day is happening on Wednesday of the postal survey results. And there's lots of stuff happening in Melbourne, but I'm sure there's lots of things happening regionally as well.
There sure is, and it starts today, Saturday, the 11th of November, in Bendigo.
Oh, it's all kicking off then. What's happening there?
I couldn't hear what you said there, Dean. Would you say that again? Sorry, it went a bit fuzzy.
What's happening in Bendigo?
Bendigo, today they have an LGBTQI Wellness Day, and this is hosted by VAC Country. So please join for a day of celebration and wellness with the LGBTI community. From midday onwards, there will be a drag workshop with the fabulous Matilda Finish, taking you through a wonderful afternoon of yoga, self-care talk, of course, a bite for lunch, and then a bit of massage before a film screening, afternoon tea, and a bit of a debrief. So if you need some referral pathways for counselling, a bit of a love tank filling, today is your day in Bendigo at VAC Country.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. What else is going on in the lead up to announcement day on Wednesday?
Let's head straight to Wednesday, because in regional areas right across the state, we have stuff happening from Traralgon through to Shepparton. Traralgon, let's start there, in the K Street Gardens, beautiful, they'll be having a lunch. So free music, food, drinks and support down Traralgon Way. Hopefully, we'll be celebrating, of course, important steps towards marriage equality, and with a sausage sizzle, sandwiches, cakes and fruit, you can't possibly go wrong.
Wonderful.
Then let's go to Kyneton, shall we?
Yep, let's do it.
I realise you can't be in all of these places at once, but if you're near one of these locations, I recommend you head along. This one in Kyneton is at the Royal George Hotel, and from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m, there is free food. Of course, we all need food, live music, LGBTQI+ health and support, and some key speakers delivering a short response, in fact, to the announcement after the survey results. And that's an alcohol-free event, youth-friendly. Get along to that one in Kyneton.
Oh, wonderful. And then we head to Albury-Wodonga, don't we?
We sure do. Wodonga has, what have they got? Geez, my notes. Yep. So Way Out Wodonga have joined forces with Headspace Albury Wodonga and are hosting a gathering for the announcement from 9:30 a.m. onwards. So up and at 'em really early. Head to Gateway Health for some self-care, counselling and support, plus good coffee and cupcakes. There's that food.
The food will hopefully make all the difference, won't it?
I'm sure it will. Mm-hmm.
Now, what's going on in Ballarat? Ballarat.
Ballarat. I'm glad you're keeping me on track. Thank you. So, Ballarat Trades Hall from 9:30 a.m. Again, another early one, but right through until 2 p.m. this Wednesday in Ballarat, if you have a bit of a sleep in. There's a get-together, of course, a sausage sizzle, free food, again, tea and coffee and soft drink. Counsellors and or mental health professionals on hand to support anyone needing a debrief. Such a big focus at the moment, isn't there, on supportive environments, debriefing on what this will be a day of going down in history, Dean?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's going to be one of those days where I think everyone's going to be talking about where they were. We don't know what the outcome's going to be, but it's going to be interesting. We need to make sure that we do what we can to support each other, because it's been a very intense time. What are you guys doing down in Shepparton?
Indeed. So here in Shepparton, our last stop for this week's Country Cousins, my hometown of Shepparton, the Goulburn Valley Pride crew are meeting at the Thai Orchid Restaurant for, again, free food for an evening meal after the results of the postal surveys announced earlier in the day. A familiar, calm, supportive environment in the Thai Orchid Restaurant. There's a lovely couple of booths there with some soothing fish tanks for you to stare into. A lovely, lovely, serene environment. And if you're a younger whippersnapper, then the Diversity Group are running a gathering a little bit earlier, straight after school, 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. Again, a health professional on site, free food, and that'll be at the Maud Street Diversity Project residence. Check them all out.
It is really wonderful that there's all these organisations and spaces coming together to make sure that there are places for people to be able to go to and to meet with like-minded people and find support on the day, because it has been a really intense time.
It sure has, and we want to send out a lot of love to all our country cousins. And remind them that the Facebook page, which is Country Cousins on Joy, is where you should go to find information about all of these events right across rural and regional Victoria. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us, Damien. And we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks a lot.
Cheerio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.